Welcome to today's episode where I'm going to be talking about how to create a personal development plan. I am your host, Elizabeth Kasuja, and I'm really excited to have you here. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn as Elizabeth Kasuja. Thank you so much for listening in. A special shout out to Martha Bayenda and to people from Uganda, United States, Kenya, UK, Congo, South Africa, Canada, Norway, Mauritius, Netherlands, and Ireland. That's where most of our listeners are coming from. If you are new here, you are very welcome. It's wonderful to have you. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review or a comment. So today we are going to be talking about how you can create your own personal development plan. Larry Winget said, "Nobody ever wrote down a plan to be broke, fat, lazy, or stupid. Those things are what happen when you don't have a plan." Before I share with you my powerful personal development plan example, I want you to fully understand why it is so important to have a personal development plan. Why do you need a personal development plan? Why? Have you ever gone on a holiday with little or no planning? I did. I decided I was at a point in my life where, you know, it's important to embrace spontaneity and just go out there and have an adventure. So I just packed basic needs, clothes, money, food, snacks, water, etc. Just basic needs, and I went out to have an adventure because I love to travel. I had not planned at all. I was like, whatever happens, happens. Instead of having an adventurous and spontaneous journey, I ended up being constantly frustrated because I needed to plan every little thing during the journey. As a result, it was awfully difficult to even enjoy the trip at all because I was constantly having to think about, where am I going to sleep? What am I going to eat? Where am I going to go? What activities am I going to do? What I learned is it's so much easier to travel when you have at least some, you know, big picture vision and an idea of where you want to go, what you want to do, and a basic plan of, you know, how things are supposed to play out. It's even easier if you have a more detailed plan. It's the exact same with the journey of life. Many people just live life with little or no planning. So it's no surprise when they end up being frustrated and asking themselves, "Oh my God, how did I end up here?" It's because you did not plan. That's why it's important to prepare a plan in advance. One of my favorite authors, Jim Rohn, said, "I find it fascinating that most people plan their vacations with better care than they plan their lives. Perhaps that is because escape is easier than change." Basically, what I'm trying to say to you today is, if you don't think and plan in advance, you can easily end up being angry, frustrated, and unsatisfied with your life. There are other benefits of having a personal development plan beyond saving you that anger and frustration with your life. If you ever find yourself feeling lost in life, you can always just look into your plan and remind yourself where it is you want to go, how it is you want to get there. Basically, a personal development plan is your guideline for life. By developing your future, you'll get a better sense of control over your life and you'll make better decisions on the way. If, let's say, let me give another example. If you're driving, yeah, and you want to make your journey more pleasurable, you need to know where you're going and how you will get there. In Uganda, let's say, I live in Luzira. If I was trying to get on Tinder before I even leave my home, it's usually better if I map out the route that I want to use. Since it's not so direct, or like there are very many alternative routes you could use, I need to map out the route that I will use to get on Tinder, because good preparation decreases the risk of things going wrong with your journey. This is the same with a personal development plan. It increases possibilities that your life will go in the right direction that you want it to go. And If you like the idea of having a personal development plan so far, you're probably asking yourself, where do I start? How do I go about developing my personal development plan? Worry not. I've got you. So, where to start? A personal development plan helps you to structure your thinking, basically. Sometimes we are constantly planning and thinking in our heads, but very often we miss important details and we end up not creating a realistic strategy to realize that plan. That's why many plans end up just becoming dreams. You know, you say, when I was younger, I had a dream of doing this, I had a dream of being that, but you did not create a solid strategy or a solid plan on how you expected to get there. And a plan without a goal is just a wish. What? A goal without a plan. Sorry. A goal without a plan is just a wish. So if, for example, your goal is to become a pilot, but you have absolutely no plan to get there, it's just a wish. On the other hand, if your goal is to become a pilot and you start making a solid plan, you know, this is the amount of money I need to get into aviation school, these are the kinds of connections I need to have, this is what I hope to have achieved by then. When you have a general plan, then that wish becomes a real goal. A personal development plan is basically a process where you define what is important to you, what you want to achieve, what strengths you already have that will help you achieve those goals, what weaknesses would hold you back, you know, basically helping you identify what it is you need to improve and develop with time. So when you are developing or designing something new, we know that that's not usually finished overnight. So you need to be prepared that every important plan will take time before it's realized. You need to be smart when you are developing this plan. Where smart, I'm referring to SMART stands for creating, you know, smart goals. Create goals that are specific, that are measurable, attainable, realistic, and time bound. So to make that easier, to make it easier to set goals that are specific and measurable and attainable and realistic and time bound, this is where it's a good idea to have a personal development plan template. So for the purposes of this podcast, I designed a personal development plan template whose link I'm going to include in the description to help you structure your thinking and create a strategic plan for achieving your goals. If you want to achieve anything important, you need to take the time and make a detailed plan. So, I'm going to tell you 10 things. Oh, today's podcast, you kind of need to have a notebook or somewhere to write because you're kind of taking notes. Thank you. So, I'm going to tell you 10 important things you need to consider when you're creating your plan. Yeah? Number one, you have to define your goals. What are your goals? What is it you want to achieve? Number two, you need to prioritize, because it's well and good to have so many goals in life, but you also need to choose what your priorities are and what takes precedence over another. You know what you're going to do first, and then make it time bound. Set a deadline for achieving the goals you have prioritized. After you set a deadline for that, understand, what goal is it that I want to achieve? What are my strengths? What are my strong attributes that are going to help me achieve this goal? And what are my weaknesses? What are some characteristics about me that are likely to hold me back? For example, am I a procrastinator? Am I a person that does not keep time? That sort of thing. What are your weaknesses? Then you need to go on to recognize your opportunities and your threats. Figure out what new skills you need to develop and how you're going to go about developing those new skills. take action, get support, and measure progress. So I'm going to take us quickly through each of those 10 steps just so that you have a stronger idea of what your personal development plan is supposed to look like. So going back to number one, defining your goals. Ask yourself these questions. What is important to me? What new skills do I want to get? What achievements would make me happier? Do I have any unfulfilled dreams which are now ready to get accomplished? Do I want to move ahead to the next stage in my career? Do I want to get a better job? Do I want to start having children? Do I want to invest in stronger relationships? Basically, the first step is to define goals that are extremely important to you. It can be something related to career, but it can also be something that will, you know, enrich or improve your personal life, like lose weight, gain weight, start a new hobby, learn a new language, travel to a new country, eat something I've never eaten before, that sort of thing. So the first thing you're going to do for me is write down 5 to 10 goals which are important for you to achieve. You can use the quadrant you learned about in an earlier episode. Just to remind you, you have a physical health and well-being, you have emotional health and well-being, you have mental health and well-being, and you have spiritual health and well-being. So if you are struggling with figuring out what goals it is that you want to achieve, you can think along those lines. You can think about, you know, intellectually, your career, your books, you know, whatever that is. Just write down 5 to 10 important goals that you need to achieve. Then number two, you're going to prioritize. So out of all the goals you wrote down, which one is actually the most important? For purposes of this exercise, we are going to take just one goal. This key goal will be your focus for this particular exercise. You can always do the exercise all over again for each of your other goals, but I just want you to choose one that's going to be your focus. So maybe you want a career change, or you want to achieve a good physical shape, or you want to acquire some new skills. Whatever it is, just prioritize. And then, you know, think about it. Do you have any skills that you can transfer to different areas of your life that would be important for your success? For example, if you improve your speaking skills, the result can be more confidence, better relationships and communication with others, and even business success, because you would be conducting more successful negotiations and having more sales. The purpose of the personal development plan that you're creating today is to help you expand your knowledge, develop new skills, and improve important areas of your life. So what I want you to do for this step is take a really good look at your list and select which goal is the most important to you and which step it is that you will work on first. Yeah? Okay. We continue. Number three, make it time bound. Set a deadline. Yeah? Remember, a goal without a plan is just a wish. If you have a goal but you don't know when you want to achieve it, chances are high it will never happen. Also, if you are planning to achieve a big project in a very short period of time, again, chances are it might not happen. When planning, you really need to be smart. You need to be specific about what your goal is. You need to set a goal that is measurable, where you will be able to track your progress and, you know, figure out where it is you can improve. You need to set a goal that you can achieve, that is attainable. You need to be realistic with whatever goal you choose. and you need to make good assumptions as far as time is concerned. Rather than saying, I want to be a millionaire someday, it's better to make a plan to double your income this year. That's a smarter goal, and it's more likely that you will achieve it because you've respected the specificity, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound aspects. So, how long will it take you to achieve your goal, the goal that you selected for this particular exercise? Once you have a realistic time frame for your goal, it is important that you commit that you will really do it. Be serious about it, and if you are not the one who is taking your plan seriously, who else will? Nobody will. You have to take your plan seriously for the people around you to figure out how to take your plan seriously too. And many of us, many of the people in our society are pessimists, and some are pessimists considering themselves realists, but they'll always look at the negative. They'll always see that glass as half empty and not half full. So instead of focusing on problems and the obstacles that could happen, think about how great you will feel when it's done. You should also, this is really, really, really important, define how you will reward yourself when you manage to achieve your goal. Have a reward in place. Decide that, you know, this is what I like to do, or this is what I like to eat, or I'll go on a shopping spree. Whatever it is, just define how you will reward yourself when you manage to achieve your goal. So that was step 3, set a deadline. Step 4, understand your strengths. Everyone, every single person, no matter how talentless you think you are compared to other people, everyone in the world is good at something and has above average skills or strengths in some specific areas. Even if you are not a talented singer, actor, or artist, you can still be a good parent, an excellent sister, a great friend, a great listener, or just a caring person. So think about it. What are your key strengths? If you have a challenge identifying what those are, ask the people around you. I found that this is a really great exercise. Ask your partner, ask your family, ask your friends, what do you think I'm good at? Or think about, what do people usually come to you for? Do people usually come to you for advice, for comfort? Do they ask you technical questions? Like, just ask the people around you, what do you think are my biggest strengths? Maybe you'll be surprised with their answers, or it will be things you had never realized before, or you had realized but you had not really recognized that they are some of your strengths. And just to be clear, your key strengths are what makes you unique and special, and no one can ever take that from you. So it's very important, as you create your personal development plan, it's very important for your own self-confidence to be aware of what your strengths are. Are you well organized, patient, a good timekeeper, persistent, consistent, organized, outgoing, brave, intelligent, clever, quick learner, open-minded, good listener, talented singer? I don't know, the list is endless. So, you know, just really think about it and write down what your strengths are. So for step 4 of your personal development plan, once you understand what your strengths are, write down which of these strengths can help you to achieve your goal. Step 5 is quite easy. It's just the opposite of what you just talked about. Understand your weaknesses. So what is it about you that is a weakness? You can still ask your friends and family, what is it that you dislike about me? Maybe you're not good at keeping time, or you promise to do things and you never do them, or you don't have time for things that people consider important, or you do not socialize. why it's important for you to identify your weaknesses is to align them with your goal, to ensure that these weaknesses are not going to hold you back from achieving your goal. And if they are, how can you then improve your weak points to instead become neutralities or strengths? Yeah. So step five, once you understand what your weaknesses are, write down each of those weaknesses that would hinder you from achieving your goal and how you're going to overcome them. Step six, recognize your opportunities and your threats. Have you heard of the SWOT analysis? It's part of what we do in the personal development plan. So I've mentioned the strengths. SWOT is SWOT. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So opportunities are, you know, good things that are going to happen because of strengths that you already possess or because of skills that you already have. Threats are opportunities are opportunities and threats are external. Like, opportunities will come to you because you have certain strengths and you know they are going to help enhance those strengths or whatever. But threats are also external in the sense that your goal could be hindered by government policies, could be hindered by the environment you're in, could be hindered by different things. So basically, threats and opportunities are external, but you need to recognize them so that when you identify an opportunity that can help you bring you closer to your goal, you know how to maximize on it. Yeah. So your current behaviors and habits can either support or not support you to achieve your goal. Which of your habits or actions or skills are threats to your goal achievement? These will be the things that you need to stop doing. Whatever is a threat is something you need to stop doing. Let me give an example. If your goal is to live 100 years, you need to stop smoking. You need to stop eating junk food all the time. You need to stop letting yourself burn out. You need to get enough rest, etc., that sort of thing. So in this case, I want you to write down at least five things that you commit to stop doing. And on the other hand, there are some new actions or some new things that you need to be doing that are opportunities for you to achieve your goals much easier and much faster. So what are these actions? What can you choose to start doing that will help you achieve your goal? For example, if you want to save more money, then you can start managing your money better. You can start writing down your expenses. You can start spending less or not trying to live above your means. Personally, for this, I use a really awesome app. It's free. It's called Expense Manager. And all I have to do is input what I spent on what. It has categories and the whole thing. It also has categories for income and expenses. So I can see where my money is coming in and I can see where I'm losing it. And it creates charts where I can analyze how I'm spending over the month, over the week, over a quarter, over the year, that sort of thing. So if your case is you want to save more money, then it's important that you know you start managing your money better. So for this step, I want you to write down five things that you commit to start doing. So step five is about recognizing your opportunity. Step six, sorry, is about recognizing your opportunities and your threats. It's about you creating a start doing and stop doing list. So on one side, you're going to have the things you're going to start doing to create better opportunities for yourself. And on the other side, you're going to have a list of the things you're going to stop doing to minimize the threats towards you. Step seven, develop new skills. In a nutshell, A personal development plan is a plan for how to get from the place you are now to the place you want to be. If you want to get something, you'll need to give something in return. For example, if your goal is to move ahead to the next stage in your career, you will have to learn new skills. If you want to start your own business, you will have to learn about sales, marketing, finances, entrepreneurship, etc. Because for everything that you want in life, there is a price you must pay in full and in advance. So it helps if you decide what you really want and then determine the price you will have to pay to achieve it. Remember that to achieve something that you've never achieved before, you have to do something that you've never done before. You have to become someone that you've never been before. Basically, what I'm saying is whatever you want, you'll have to pay a price measured in terms of time, effort, energy, focus, sacrifice, personal discipline, etc. So it helps when you have a goal that you've decided you want to work towards and you start paying that price today. In other words, to achieve something that you have never achieved before, you need to develop skills that you have never had before and start working on those skills as soon as yesterday. Like start working on them now or as soon as possible. So think about what skills or knowledge you need to acquire to help you achieve your goal. So for step 7 of your personal development plan, you are going to write down the list of the skills you need to develop or the knowledge you need to acquire to help you achieve that goal that you chose in step 2 that you prioritized, yeah? Okay. Number 8, you're almost at the end of this episode. Number 8, take action. If you want to achieve a big goal, there will be many tiny actions you need to take. So, you're going to, for step 8, you're going to write down at least 3 to 5 most important actions that you will need to take to help you reach your goal within your defined time frame. Yeah? On to the next step. Step 9. Get support. Who? Not what, not where, not when, not why, not how. Who? Who can help you to achieve your goals faster? For example, if you want to change your career, consider talking to someone who is a career advisor. If you want to lose weight, consider a fitness coach. If you want to improve your finances, consider a financial advisor. That sort of thing. What kind of support do you need to help you achieve your goals faster? So for step 9, which is about getting support, you are going to list anyone that you can think of that would be able to help you achieve your goal. Sometimes support also looks like, you know, this particular friend because they push me to be a better person, my siblings, my parents, my cousins, that sort of thing. Just list down everyone that you think of that can help you achieve whatever your goal is. Lucky number 10, measure progress. The best motivator to stay persistent in achieving goals is your own progress. Even if it is a tiny, little, weeny, teeny, weeny, really tiny progress, it is still something. It's always super important to recognize that you are moving forward and, you know, to write down the things that you are doing well. And when you are, you know, analyzing yourself and measuring progress, if something is not going so well, think about it. What can you do differently? If something is not going well, that means that you need to change or improve the strategies you are using. And by doing the same things you've been doing, you'll end up getting the same results. So if you want better results, you need to change something. So for our lucky number 10, the final step, you're going to write down the things that you need to improve and define new strategies which you will try. Your main responsibility is to make things work for you. So on one side of the table, you're going to have what's working well / your accomplishments, and on the other side, you're going to have what you need to change or improve. And yay, we've come to the end of the episode. And as I mentioned, I have a gift for you. I've attached in the description, I've included a link that has a 10-step personal development plan template that I designed for you to help you create a detailed plan for the goal that is most important to you. You can also use that same template to work on the other important goals, or if you prefer a shorter version, you can email me at hello@kasujaelizabeth.com and just in the subject just say short version of the template, or you can message me on Facebook or LinkedIn and just ask me to send you the short version of the template, just to help you quickly plan your less prioritized goals. That said, a personal development plan is an extremely powerful method to help you assess your life, define what is really important for you, and to start working on the things that matter the most. Often in our lives, we are so busy with our day-to-day activities that we rarely have time for important thinking and planning. Exercises like what we just did can help you get more clarity about goals that are the most important to you and to create realistic strategies for how you will achieve them. That said, it's been wonderful having you here today. I've been your host, Elizabeth Kasuja, and if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out and let me know. Until next Wednesday, Lizzie out.